SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden administration is said to be sending more weapons and ammunition to Israel. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House has come under criticism from both sides of the political spectrum over its military support for Israel's war against Hamas. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump criminal trial in New York, not in session today. Leaving court on Tuesday, Donald Trump says he's happy with how things went with cross-examination of Michael Cohen.
Today we had a very, a very good day in court. You see what's happening. And you'll have to report it because I can't talk about it too much. But I think it was a very, very good day.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, appearing at the courthouse with the former president, declared the Manhattan criminal trial illegitimate. A man convicted of killing six women 20 years ago in Kansas City, Missouri, has died. The Missouri Department of Corrections says 62-year-old Terry Blair died Saturday morning at the Potosi Correctional Center. Opening statements expected today in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. Menendez, a Democrat, pleading not guilty to bribery, extortion, fraud, and obstruction of justice, along with acting as a foreign agent of Egypt. Stock sharply higher, the Dow up 256 points, the NASDAQ adding 176 points. This is SRN News. There's a big opportunity for the gospel in this country.
In Matthew 9, Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, and new research from the American Bible Society testifies to that fact. The ABS survey reveals there are at least 65 million people in the U.S. who are curious about the gospel and want to hear more. The study indicates that most of these people are members of either Generation Z or the Baby Boom, live in the South, and visit a church from time to time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signing a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms, locker rooms, and dormitories in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dormitories. People would only be allowed to enter spaces that correspond to their true sex. This is SRN News. Across the country, child care has become a major issue for candidates and local governments. Bernie Bennett with a report on how it's handled in some western states.
Child care has long been expensive for families, hard to find, and financially precarious for daycare owners and workers. Congress tried to alleviate some of these problems during the pandemic, but as the record $52.5 billion in relief winds down, many states have stepped in. They're expanding free preschool and helping more families pay for child care. Recognizing that a federal solution is unlikely to materialize anytime soon, policymakers have come up with novel ways to pay for their plans. New Mexico has tapped into its petroleum reserve. Washington State put a new tax on investment profits. And Kentucky is incentivizing parents to become child care workers themselves. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Florida Highway Patrol says a bus carrying farm workers in central Florida has overturned, killing eight people, injuring 40 others. The accident happened in Marion County, north of Orlando. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.